18 years and older is $5. Youth from 3 years old to 15 is $3. And under 3 years old is free with an adult admission. Enjoy the slides, lazy river, zero entry pool, splash playground, and more. Stay active for life at the Jones Aquatic Center.
KVOE live and local. Good morning. It is 8:43, sunshine and 66 degrees. Pleased to be joined by Greg Jordan, Executive Director at Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning. How are you?
I'm quite well. How are you?
Doing good. Always good to talk to Greg in here on a bi-weekly basis. Well, I'll tell you what, Greg, coming off a busy weekend last weekend, huh?
Boy, it was a busy weekend. We estimate we had between 7,000 and 8,000 people through here last week for the big Unbound extravaganza. It was a great event, maybe the best one so far. Everybody seemed to really enjoy it, and record times. And so it was a good event all the way around.
Yeah, record times and record number of participants, and they all had to really check in at the Lyon County History Center. So things run pretty smooth, Greg?
Things went very smooth. The people really got their money's worth by coming in. They registered and also had an opportunity to visit the museum and even buy a few things in our gift shop. So it was win-win-win, if you will.
Yeah, you are really the center of all kinds of activities with the check-in aspect of things, as all the riders in to get their Unbound gravel swag. And you get to see people from, every state and many countries across the world, right?
Yes, every state. And we even start recognizing people that we've seen in the past. They would stop and say hi and want to know how things were going. And Lisa always likes talking to the guys from Australia. She seems to enjoy their accent, so, or New Zealand, as the case may be. But it's a really fun event for everyone here that we get to participate in, and we look forward to it every year.
So, do you have a temporary exhibit up now, Greg?
We do. In fact, we have an exhibit, temporary exhibit, up on the Unbound bike race. We have some interesting photographs, and then we have some. Of the trail maps from years gone by, so that's really an interesting thing. And then along with that temporary exhibit, we're coming up on the 50th anniversary of the June 8, 1974 tornado. So we have some photographs and some information on that event. I can't believe it's been 50 years already, but here we are. And in fact, this year is my 50-year anniversary of graduating high school. So going to be a busy and interesting summer.
So were you here during the tornado?
I was, in fact. My mom was a telephone operator, and I went and picked her up. And as we came home of the car, we had our driveway faced the direction of the where the tornado hit. And as we pulled up into the driveway, we could see the two giant black clouds come together and form the tornado. We lived about three blocks from Newman Hospital. And soon after we saw those black clouds, we saw people zooming by, rushing to the hospital. So right in the middle of it, it was a very, very interesting day, to say the least. And we had friends that lived up in the area where the tornado was hit. We rushed up to help them. So very vivid memories of that day.
Yeah, I would assume that that's something that you will never forget. It was rated at that time. That's when they still used the Fujita tornado intensity scale, and it was rated an F4. And due to the massive damage at the Emporia Shopping Center, Mobile Home Park, Nursing Home, Apartment Complex, Residential Homes, and I think damage at that time back in 1974 estimated at around $25 million. But what was that, around 6 p.m., Greg? I believe it was early evening.
It was right at 6 p.m., and again, it was... The sky was, I can't describe the sky. I've never seen it before or since like that, but it was black, and then it was kind of a green color, and then yellow. It was very interesting, very unique, and scary.
Yeah, and ended up to be a pretty long track, too, nearly 38 miles, I think, on the ground across Lyon, Osage, and Shawnee County before finally dissipating. But, yeah, 1974, a day that many Emporians will never forget, but again, a temporary exhibit up at the Lyon County History Center. Though, how long will they be up, Greg? You have here for a spell. What is a spell?
A spell is how long we decide to keep it up.
Okay.
So it'll be up most of the summer, And then as we get closer to fall, we'll put up another temporary exhibit.
All right, Lyon County History Center. Tell us about the Sunflower Summer, Greg.
So Sunflower Summer, the state of Kansas has an event this summer called Sunflower Summer, and this is an app that you sign up for, and it's geared for K through 12 students, and it's an opportunity for young people to reinvigorate the interest in Kansas. So go out to sites you've never been, go out to sites you have been to, check things out, and so each site that's part of this Sunflower Summer, and the Lyon County History Center is one of those. You go and use your app to show that you have been there. And so, again, it's an opportunity to get people back out and explore Kansas, as it were.
All right, the Sunflower Summer. And let's see, what about the Southeast Kansas Museum Alliance, Greg?
So the Southeast Kansas Museum Alliance is just like it sounds. It's that corner, the southeast corner of the state. That we, Lyon County, is at the extreme northwest corner of that square, and we are part of a several museum alliance that has a passport program this summer where you go to each museum that's part of that alliance. You pick up a passport, you get stamps, and then there is a contest that you will, more information as that comes closer to the end. But this summer time fun ends October 17th, and so there are museums all through the area that are participating in that. It gives you an opportunity to go out, not only as part of the Sunflower Summer, but also the Southeast Museum Alliance, and to rediscover Kansas. It's a fun event, so come by the museum and check it out.
All right, the Lyon County History Center. And what about memberships, Greg?
Memberships are always a vital thing. They help us here at the History Center and allow you, the public, to be a participant in that. So you can start with a individual membership that's $30 or move up to a family membership that's for $50. And then we have business memberships that are more than that. So if you're really interested in helping us out, go to our website, explorelyoncounty.org, or come by the History Center here at 711 Commercial. And we will hook you up.
Always, always interesting activities at the Lyon County History Center right here on Commercial Street in downtown Emporia. So have you had time to decompress a little bit after the big week and weekend, Greg?
Well, it really was a busy time, and it seemed to be busier this year, although it was record numbers. It just seemed to be really busy for us, which is good. We talked to a lot of people, and they just couldn't say enough about how the people in Emporia and the area are so nice, so giving, and they really enjoy, the riders really enjoy coming here every year, and we enjoy having them because it's such a major positive event for the area that we're glad to be a participant.
Yeah, no doubt about that, and good to have the History Center there and opening their arms and greeting the riders and having all the check-in opportunities that happen. Two, 3 days to check-in? How does that work up there?
Thursday is the beginning of the check-in, Thursday afternoon, and then all day Friday, and then for the 25 and 50, Saturday morning. So actually 2.5 days of check-in. So we got to see every single rider that participant, and like I said, it's quite the spectacle.
It really is. All right, Greg, appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
All right, thank you, and have a great day.
All right, Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center, with his biweekly update here, KVOE Live and local, 852, sunny, 66 degrees. Good morning.
The Emporia Animal Shelter has the following pets available for immediate adoption.